This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry here with Miles O'Brien. And you know, Miles, we talk about the death toll and the losses in Haiti in raw numbers like 50,000 or 200,000. Again, the death toll has not been nailed down there in Haiti. But we've invited someone to come on the program to talk about losses that are smaller in number, but probably bigger in scale, both personally and for the impact that these individuals who were lost in the earthquake apparently had on people in Haiti. Carol Charles joins us, sociology professor at Baruch College in New York. Good morning.
Good morning, John.
Describe the loss of three individuals who you knew very, very well and the work that they did in Haiti.
Yeah. Oh, I don't think we can wait. We can assess the impact of these women on people's life, and particularly on women and girls. My relationship with three of them, particularly with Miriam, date back to almost 40 years. And when we start working within the diaspora, particularly in Canada, organizing women, and we prepared Nairobi 85 together. She was in my house she spent the night in my house on her way to Montreal.
And her name was
Miriam Merlet. Uh-huh. And on December 21st, in fact, just an anecdote, I'm still drinking the coffee that she bought me from Haiti.
Oh.
And so my relationship with her in particular and with these other women, Magali Magali Marcelin and Marie Coriolan, was very complex, both personally, intertwining my personal relationship, my militancy, and my political view about change in Haiti. I mean, we share those things, and sisterhood in addition. So as I said in a note, it's really a large part of my life that is gone.
Wow. And these women, their career, their mission was to really open Haiti politically by empowering women and children.
Exactly. And it was one of the key things that they were always promoting is that we have to do politics differently. And part of doing politics differently, that was their slogan, was to bring women at the center of the decision-making and make women real citizens. Miriam organized a whole Caribbean in 2007, I think, a whole conference on citizenship in the region, one of the first ones in the region, and centering on women and access to citizenship, and really getting moving away from a double for a type of citizenship that was second-class citizenship. So their vision was not only short-term struggle and gains, but also a larger view of what.
Well, in this moment where Americans are giving $300 million for Haitian relief, perhaps it's also something we should be reminded of, the legacy of these three women, Magali Marcelin, Marie Coriolan, and Miriam Merlet, getting women more into the center of the political rebuilding of Haiti. Thank you so much for that remembrance. Carol Charles is a sociology professor at Baruch College. She lost three of her friends in the Haitian earthquake.